Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Ayin Vav. I'm sorry, Ayin Hey. Shviyas daf Ayin Hey, and we are on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah Hakovesh. So we get into the more halachas of Biur as we continue here in the ninth parak of Maseches Shviyas. Says the Mishnah Hakovesh Shlosha Kavashim Bechavis Achas. Right, we had this once earlier when we spoke about Kavush. We spoke about Kavisha. Pickling is one of, and soaking is one of the ways to transfer taste. Even without heat, right? You have pickling and you have maliach and salting, but here we're talking about soaking. So, if I put three types of vegetables in one barrel with pickling brine, and they obviously transfer some taste to each other, right? And each of the vegetables have a different time of biur. That's the issue here. So we've had before whether there's a taste of iser beheter or heter beheter, becoming basar b'chalav. But here, the issue is three times of beer. So 3 days in the Tanaim. Rebbe Lezer Omer Ochlan al Rishon. Rebbe Lezer says the most machmir opinion. You could eat the vegetables up until the first one is done. Once the first vegetable is no longer available in the field, then you have to be mevayer all of them, even the other two, which are still available out in the field to the chayas, but because there's the taste in them of a vegetable that is no longer available, so therefore you have to do mir for all of them. That's Oseres, right? So the Barafolda quotes from the Mishnah earlier, Shvius Oseres Shalo Bemina Beno Saint Tom, and that's what this is. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, the opposite Shita, af ala acharon, it can be makel, as long as any one are available. So I have a vegetable here in this barrel that there's no longer this vegetable out in the field. I'm still allowed to eat it. I don't have to be invariate. Why? Because there's a little taste of a vegetable in it that still has not reached the stage of beer. And that's good enough. Why can't be so makel? I guess we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shekala Mina Min Asada, Yivar Mina Min Achaves. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you go by the vegetables themselves. Says the Pnei Moshe, De'ein holchin baze achar nesinas tam. Rabbi Gamliel says, in this regard, not that he says that you reject tam ki'ikar always, but as we'll see. But you don't go after nesinas tam for this halacha. Ella, continues the Pnei Moshe, kol shekala mino min asada, yivar mino min ha'chavis. Ve'ifzaka hilchza gemara, k'Rabbi Gamliel, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to say the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So these are the different deus. So the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues and says, but wait, there's another opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol yerek achas labir. All vegetables, this won't come up, this issue of beer, because all yerakos are equal when it comes to the halacha of beer. Says the Marafolda, lo nasnu chachamim shir l'kol yerek v'yerek b'fnei atzmo. Chazal didn't require a different shir for every vegetable. El afal pisha shlashtam kalum en asada. Right? Even if all three in the barrel, unbelievable, even all three in the barrel are done. If there's another vegetable out there somewhere, ho v'ika shar yerako shelo kalu, ochel al yidei shar yerakos. All vegetables are one, as long as there's any vegetable left, so therefore one can rely on that, even if those in the barrels have been finished. And for example, says the Mishnah, according to this reading, ochlin b'regila, one is a regila is a very late lingering vegetable, right? The Marafolda says it's chaluglugos, right? That's one of the words that we had earlier, that the Amsei de Rebbe taught the Chachamim what that is. So ochlin beregila acheyichlu sandios mibigas beis tatufa. Until the sandios, those are, again, these vegetables, and they were hidden. And they were hidden in Beit Netufa, right, in this place. Until that's the example of giving the very late vegetables. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as those are still around, then you can eat all vegetables, and one doesn't have to be beer. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So we have the four different opinions in the Mishnah. Really, three, Be'ikaron, and then Rabbi Shimon has the Chiddush about beer. Says the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say, Ochlin al Harishon, the most machmir, like Gemara says, Pashut, Harishon no Saint Tam, Ba'achron. The Rishon is no Saint Tom ba'achron. So even though the achron, even though these vegetables are still available in the field to the chaya, but this tam, the tam is usur because the tam is already reached. The tam is from an item that already had biur requirement, and therefore tam is keikar, as we know from elsewhere. And the tam is chayv in biur. My time is Rabbi Yeshua. So what does Rabbi Yeshua say? What does Rabbi Yeshua say? The opposite. You could, as long as there's a little tam of something that was not chayiv in beer yet, you could be mekel. So achron osin tam barishon, because the achron is nosin tam barishon. So says the Gemara. Why does that make sense? The kasha of Rabbi Yeshua ain't a rishon nosin tam baachron. Right, according to Yeshua, so this taste transfer. But doesn't the Rishon nosin tam ba'achron? And therefore, once the first one is no longer available, you should have to get rid of all of them. There is no answer given in the Gemara to this question. It sounds like if you hold that the tam is ke'ikr and tam taste transfer, nosin tam, so how can that be, you be mekel? How can you be mekel here? So there are a number of answers suggested by the Achronim, even the Rishonim, I should say. Even the Rishonim. To some say maybe it's because of Shvi'as Bezman Hazeh. Shvi'as Bezman Hazeh Durabanan, and therefore you can be mekel Durabanan. Number one. Number two, the Ramban suggests that maybe all bi'ur, maybe all bi'ur is Durabanan. Again, we have this drasha, but it's not mefurish. That's the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, where the Ramban discusses many different elements. The first half of the Ramban, of course, says Hishita, which we hold of, against the Ramban, that Biur is Hefker. Biur isn't destruction. That's what the first half of the Ramban that he talks about. Va'enu inyan shi aperas achar zman ha-biur asurin bahana uba'achila v'yehe mechuyev la'abdam. Biur is not that it becomes usher in Hana and Achila, and you have to destroy them. I'm just reading some of this Ramban, because these are the dafim about Biur, and this Ramban is probably the most important makar in the Rishonim for Biur, right? The Ramban in Perachafei Pasuk Zion in Vayikra. So it does, the end of Temura, the last Mishnah in Temura, when it lists off all the items in Halacha that have to be burned, it does not list Perishvias as one of them. Lomen anisrafim v'lomen hanikbarim. Ve'eno ela shuhut sar. You have to just get out of your rishus. Like the lashon of biur in Dvarim at the end. And also we learned in the Mishnah, which we'll get to, ha'anim ochlim achar biur. Avalo ashirim. And Rabbi Yossi says achanim ve'echad ashirim. Again, the Ramban's going to have a different girsa, but that is the Ramban about what biur is. Then the Ramban discusses the idea of an Otzer Bezdin, which we mentioned that Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish were both fans of the Otzer Bezdin, taking responsibility for the produce, right? This Tosefta that the Ramban quotes is not quoted by the Rambam and by others, but he picks it up. And again, Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish were both fans. So that's that. But then we have the Ramban discussing this issue of the he quotes this Mishnah about the barrels. Tisbarish Yafa Mishnah Zakovi Shlosha Kavashim Bechavis Achas. And the Ramban says, how could he be so mekel? How could he be so mekel? So he says, well, maybe the whole thing is Durabanan. Right? It's not mefurish that it's Daraisa. V'kivan shiz kiru. Let me just find the line that the Ramban says. Says the Ramban, the whole idea might be Hey Kelu Bachilu Lachar Abir. Right? Who's Kirby Yerushalmi? And he says maybe the efshar, here it is, the efshar shah isar azemi divreyamu vuulaya filu habiur kulo chomer mi divrei sofrim vahabraisas hashnuyas bataras koanim beinin habiur asmach the midrabanan. It's possible. So that's the Ramban. So maybe how could we be so makel? As long as there's a taste of one left, then they all don't have to do beer. Maybe because shvius bezvan is drabanan. Maybe the whole idea of beer is drabanan. Maybe the halacha of beer is as long as there's something left in the field, there's something existent. So as long as there's now this vegetable is a mixture. Rabbeinu Tam discusses this. Look at the Tosfos and Psachim Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. You have all the different a couple of different days here, and the Tosfos says no. Remember, this is not like Shari Surim, right? The aniyim are allowed to eat it. You put it out of your house, you're allowed to eat it. It's not like Isser Beheter, like a real Isser of No Saint Tom. So there's more coolness here. And therefore, it could be the din of beer. As long as there's something in this item that's not mavur yet, that's good enough. And therefore, that is why we can be mekel. Okay, different opinions about this kula of Rabbi Yehoshua. Good. The idea of Tam Ke'ikr itself is obviously a huge topic. The Mishnah in Chula Nadav Kuf Chesam and Aleph and the Gemara there is one of the sources in Shas, Chula and Psachim for Tam Ke'ikr, right? The Mishnah says there, Tibas Chalav Shenafal Alachaticha, if a little drop of milk falls onto a piece of meat, Im Yesh Babino Saint Tam, Ba'osa Chaticha Aser, if there's no Saint Tam of the drop of milk in the meat, aser, nier es akadera. Again, big discussion how you read the Mishnah, but let's just take one reading. If then, right now, you only measure the nosin as tam in the piece of meat. But what happens if you mix up the whole pot? So now the drop of milk is not in the population of just one slice of meat, it's in the population of the entire pot. So miyesh b'nosin tam bo, it's a kadera aser. Right? You go by nosin as tam. Says, abaya amar, abaya tamo, v'lo mamasho, ba'alma de'oraisa. It must be that tamo, v'lo mamasho, where you have the tam of an item, and you don't have the mamashos, you don't have the essence of the item, you just have the taste, de'oraisa. Must be de'oraisa. Disakadach d'rabanan. If you say it's only d'rabanan, mi basa b'chalav, my time alo gamrinan. Why don't you learn from basa b'chalav? De'chidishu. Because it's a chidish. What does chiddush mean? And the Gemara goes into whether it's appropriate to learn from Basa B'chalav. Chiddush is, we mentioned this, Tosfos in Yevamos on Daf Zayin, chiddush means davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush doesn't mean that's something that I wouldn't have known if the Torah hadn't written it. Because 90% of the Torah we wouldn't have known had the Torah not written it. Tefillin and mezuzah and tzitzis and shofar, and everything is a chiddush. But the Gemara only says chiddush about five or six specific halachos. So where are those? Halachos that go against the rest of the system of the Torah. Basa b'chalav is a chiddush. Why? Rashi quotes right here. Why is it a chiddush? Two possibilities. Because you have two things that are mutter, you put them together, it becomes aser. Since once you have that, that's a chiddush. Or, put two things together without cooking it, it's mutter. Cook it, it's aser. That's a chiddush. It's going against the other rules of the Torah. What else is called a chiddush? Edim Zomamin is called a chiddush. Because why should you trust the second group over the first group? Right? Edim Muchashim are just trey trey. They contradict each other. Moti Shemra is a chiddush. Because there you get two punishments. Usually you only get one punishment. Kim Le Bedrabimine. So again, a number of areas of halacha are called a chiddush. That's the Gemara here. The Gemara goes into when he killed it for Basa B'chala, but Abaya says it is Daraisa. Lepsak, lemaskana, whether Tam Ke'ikar is Daraisa or not is a major machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that Tam Ke'ikar is Daraisa with Malkus. Right? You only have the taste of the Isser. You don't have the essence of the Isser. So some say that's the chiddush of Tam Ke'ikar, that maybe the Isser is still here, and therefore you'd still get Malkus. Others say it's Daraisa, but without Malkus. Daraisa, because there's a smach in the Torah, but it's not mefurish enough, but without Malkus. And others say, they quote this as Rashi, Tosos quotes this as Rashi, could be Rashi and Masechus Chulin, that maybe it is Durabanan. The whole idea of Tam Ke'ikar is Durabanan, but again, that's the Machlokes Amoram. You look in the Me'iri and Psachem and Daf Mem Gimel, he summarizes these shitas. Aser says, Alma ain't Tam Ke'ikar Aser Bechulin, I'm a Devei Sofrim, V'chein Ba'as he quotes a couple of days, but again, whatever shita you hold has to explain a number of gemaras that don't flow smoothly with that shita. Interesting, two applications of Tam Ke'ikar. Number one, Tosfos in Bechoros says there's no Tam Ke'ikar when it comes to Tumah. Right, let's say a nevela is nosing tam in a shchuta. So is that shchuta mitame? Is it an av hatuma now? Is nevela nosing tam? So Tosfos in Bechoros and Avchav Beizam and Aleph says no. Dibur Maskel Hanach. Velo dami l'shari surim, says Tosfos. Shehu b'nosing tam. Delo itmar tam ke'ikar le'inyin tuma. V'chein nevela b'tela b'shchuta le'inyin tuma afilu chazav nesbashol akol b'yachad. There's no Tam Ke'ikar when it comes to Tumah. Well, that's the Chiddush is only by Isurim. Or, Tosfos in Zvachim, Adaf Ayin Ches, says, Tam Ke'ikar by Mitzvos. If a mixture tastes like wheat, there's wheat and corn in a mixture of flour. If it tastes like wheat, it's good enough for the mitzvah of a matzah. Right, that's Tosfos here. Dimaschol Ella. He quotes, Hahi de tavla beketzach she'ein tam shava kivshish tavlin betavlin tam matzah roy la tesbo yidei chovaso kedamrin hachay mish but tam dagon chayev b'chala, just like the chayev of chala is if it tastes like wheat v'adam yoti debi chovaso bepesach v'chala tarkula kaimelan tam ke'ikar. That's Tosfos. Tam ke'ikar can work for mitzvahs, right, to establish something as being mechuyev in chala, mechuyev in matzah. That's the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. Again, lamdus of Tam Ke'ikar is that there's a Reb Chaim, but that's the background to our Mishnah. Again, the Machlokas Tanoim about Kovesh Shlosha Kvashim. Then we have the third day in the Mishnah. Let's continue the Gemara now. Rebbe Gamliel, I'm sorry, I'm trying to read the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say the Rabbanan too. The Rambam by Tam Ke'ikr seems to hold Rabbanan. That's what the Kesef Mishnah assumes. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, Perek Tezvav, Davar Aser, Shenis Arev B'davar Mutter. You have Isser V'Heter that mix with each other, Bin B'She'eno Mino. And it's one not in its type, Bin Nosein Tam. Nosein Tam, which we assume is like 60. Umin B'Mino, She'ef Shal Amod Al Tamo, Yibata Barov. If it's Min B'Mino, Bitel Barov, because Tam there is meaningless. Ketzad, example. Chelav Kloyos, Shenafal Otocha Grisim, Minimoach HaKol, Toamin Has HaGrisim. You taste the Grisim, which is some type of bean crushed item. Im Lo Nimsa, Bohen Tam Chalav Hara'elu Mutarin. If you don't taste the Isser, it's Mutar. Vim Nimsa, Bohen Tam Chelav, Vahaya Bohen Mamasho, Hara'elu Asur Min HaTorah. If this Tama Umamasho, the item is there, then it's also daraisa. Nimsa bohen tamo v'lohaya bohen mamasho hare elu asurin midivrei sofrim. If it's mamish, no mamish, but only tam, that's derabanan, says the Kesef Mishnah right here. He says this is a machlokas v'kasvu atos v'sham uperket anoshesh arashi sover shetam v'lo mamasho lo mitzar elu midirabanan rabbeinu tam sover du midaraisa mitzar v'arichu barayos v'das rabbeinu kirashi. The Kesef Mishnah assumes like the Rambam is like Rashi in terms of tam ki'ikar being dirabanan. Dirabanan. Okay, so now we continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tani, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kashakal Amino Besadi, Varamino Menachavis, as we had, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, Tom doesn't play a role here. By Biur, I hold up Tom Ki'ikr, but Biur is not Shayach to this halacha. It's not called Ba'en. It's not called Ba'en, just because this vegetable number three, has the taste of vegetable number one. This is called vegetable number three for Biur purposes. You go by halachic categorization. The tam of something, maybe it's vismach cholos asuros. You might say biur, you know, the fact that something is asur la'achar biur is not so much that it's ma'acholos asuros, it's just that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. What else do we have something that's asur because you didn't do what you were supposed to do? I guess chametz is an example, right? You didn't get rid of it. You didn't get rid of it. And that's why it becomes, it's asur. But most machalos asuros are just asur. Machalos asuros. Rabbi Gamliel says here, but for the term, for biur, taste doesn't make a difference. It has to be the item. Has to be the item itself. Tani v'halacha kidvarav, and the Braisa says, this is in some versions of the Mishnah also, v'halacha kidvarav, like Rabban, Gamliel. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Chizki Amar, Chizki has a chiddish. Let's say I have a lot in my storage house. A lot to be mevaer. Says Chizkiya, Mikivan shehiskel ba'otsar kimivuar hu. Once you started getting rid of it out of your otsar, it's okay. You don't have to do all of it. You just have to do the maisa biur, a maisa hamivaeres, a haschala of the maisa hamivaeres. Once you started, kimivuar. Unbelievable. Look at the Marafolda. Mikima chisko levar min otsar harehu kimivuar. Umashe nishar, and what's left over, harehi ki'ilu. Chazar v'zacha bohen. It's as if you were got it back. Umuta l'kaimu la'ochlo, and you could keep it. V'chein pirshu atosus v'shem ri. D'chi chozav v'zacha bo yachal ochlo l'kaim agemira. Elo shalachad chilo tzarch levar min abayis. Continue reading. V'chizki esvira le afilu lo bir ele miksaso haveli kimavuar. Hanishar k'ilu chazar v'zacha bo. Unbelievable. The Chizki says that you just have to start. How much? He doesn't even give a shear. I don't think it could be one grain. But you have to do some maisa, and then is enough. Clearly, reflecting that biur is a chi of maisa. It's not about the result of having the produce hefker, but it's the maisa. Again, maybe reflecting the idea that biur has to do with I recognize that I'm not the owner, I'm not the balabas, and therefore even just starting to put it outside, starting to be mafkir, then the whole thing is considered, okay, you got the message. You got the message. You don't have to do more than that. So interesting. That's Chizkiah. Also, Uvda Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had this type of situation. Vahori Chizkiah, and he passed on the Chizkiah. The beginning, just as long as you started, that is good enough. Amar, and he said, Rabbi Yossi said, Lo Da'anob, Sovar Kavase, it's not just me. I'm not passing this way just because of me. Ela Min Ma Da'anan Chamin Rabbanon Avdan Uvda Kavase. I saw many great rabbis do this. So many of your rabbis, so don't just rely on me. I saw Rabbanan Gedolim doing this, and therefore I paskin like them. This seems to be the Mesorah, like Chizkiah says. And we look in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this halacha in Zayin Vav in Hilchas Shmita, Hakovei Shlosha Kvashim Bechavis Achas. If somebody has this in one barrel, Kol Shekol Amina Menasadi Yivar Amina Menachavis. V'im Hischil Ba. Interesting, the Rambam quotes this V'im Hischil Ba about the barrels, about the barrel case, not in general. Right? Reb Chizkiah seems to be saying, you know, in general, as long as you take some out of the Otsar, but the Rambam quotes this in the context of the Shlosha Kavashim. Vim hischil ba hare hakol kimivur. Ukashem shemavar ochle adam, kach mavar ochle behema, minabais, ben machilin behema, imkalo so minhasada. Okay, you gotta let the Radvaz here discusses what the Rambam, what the Kavana is, but that's the, where you see this in the Rambam. We continue. Rabbi Yisrael bar Adifa, Havile Uvda, he had a case like this. Asa Shaul Rabbi Yirmiya. He asked Rabbi Yirmiya, they came to ask Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar Lei, Mar Ayavasa Kamach, Vachol Talaya, you have lions. You have lions to ask. What are you asking the foxes for? In other words, he's saying, you have great rabbis. What are you asking me for? Look at the Marafolda. Mazesh atashow LOC, you're asking me, says Rabbi Yirmiya. Arayos lefanecha v'atashol l'shu alim. What are you asking the foxes for when you have the lions? Klomar gadol le'rabbanan lefanecha v'atashol l'osi. Don't ask me. The lion. Lion is an animal that Chazal often use. Right? They like to use animals because that gives us a certain feeling and illustration. The tour, the beginning of the tour, we know Arachayim. The tour starts off with Yehuda ben Tema, Mishnah Perkei Avos. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanamer Vekal Kanasher. You should be as brazen as a Namer, as a leopard, Vekal Kanasher, and as light as an eagle. Ratz Katzvi Vegibor Kaari. The Gvura is like an Ari. Why can't the Chazal just say, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, be Az and Kal and Rutz and Gibor? Because when we have a lion in front of us, then we can think of Gvura. La'atzos ritzon avicha shabashamayim. I think I mentioned in the past also, beautiful idea I once heard, that why dafka the animals? Because the animals, it's not that they wake up and make a decision. Right? The Namer says, you know what? Let me be Az today. Maybe tomorrow I won't be Az. Right, the lion, I think I'm going to be a gibor today. The lion, in essence, is a gibor. It doesn't need to decide whether it should use its midah of gvura or not. That's its essence. And that's the ultimate goal of what we, you know, we want to do. We want to be able to be like those that have that as our essence and not just trying to do something, you know, that is not us. But that's the lion. The lion is used by Yehuda ben Tema, and that's what Rabbi Yirmiya says in our Gemara. You got plenty of lions here. What are you asking me for? So, Asa Shaul Rabbi Yoshia, they went to ask Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yoshia says, what to do? What should you do for Biur? The following. Chami lecha tlosa rachmin. Get three of your friends. Right? Racham is to love in Aramaic. Get three of your friends. Va'afgra kumeyon. And be mafgar in front of them. Right, mafgar in front of them, three of your friends. And true, Rabbi Yoshia, is he paskening this way? Is he paskening? Right, Marafulda. Re'lecha shlosha ohavim, va'afgar lefnehem, v'heim lo yizkuba. Why three friends? Because they will see you mafgar it and they won't take it. Right, they'll see you and they'll let you take it back. Shefkarta shohavim shalachahim, ulehafgar tsarich shlosha adam. So that really is a machlokas, as we know the Gemara. In the end of the fourth parak, the last line of Ein Bein Amuder, in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Hei, in the Bavli, the Gemara there quotes a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuv and Levi, whether Hefker requires three. Hefker requires three. Most Kinyanim don't require three. Most Kinyanim, well, which Kinyan requires three? A Bezdin. Some Kinyanim, like Kiddushin, require two, but that's not because of Kinyan. That's because of Davar Sheba Erva. We mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, we spoke about Chalipin, that maybe Chalipin requires Edim. If, like, there's a Ravid, right, that Chalipin might require Edim, the Ravid on the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, and the Ravid in the, on Maseches Bava Basra, on Daf Mem, where the Gemara says, Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, but, what, three? But says the Gemara, Dvar Torah, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Dvar Torah, Afilu Be'echad Avi Hefka. Really, even in front of one. U'matamar Rabbi Shlosha, K'tei Sheikol Echad, Ye'echad Zoche V'shtayim Me'itim. Okay, so you have test, Edus about it afterwards. But Rabbi Yoshia seems to be saying, like the day of requiring three. There are many Dine Hefker that aren't always focused on. The Choshen Mishpat talks about this, Shulchan Aruch, in Simin, Resh Ayin Gimel. Resh Ayin Gimel in Choshe Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol Davar Shel Hefker, Kol HaKodim Bo Zacha. If something is Hefker, whoever wants to take it can take it. Bein Shehu Davar Mufkar V'Omeid, Bein Shehayilo Bailam Hefkiruhu. Whether it was always Hefker, since it's the inception of its existence, or Bailam or Mafkarit. HaHefker Afal Pi, and then he quotes the Rambam, which is a lumdish question of the relationship. Even though it isn't a neder, it is like a neder. And you can't be chozer bo. The Shulchan Aruch goes through all of these, right? Hefker is, somebody says, it's nefker lakol, right? We don't pass like that Mishnah in Peah. Hefker la'aniyim, hefker la'ashirim. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hey, Hamafka Laniyam of Alola Shirim, Eino Hefker. Achayafka Lakol Kishmita, because it's compared to Shmita. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the one that's important for us now, Sif Zayin. Hamafka is Akaraka Kolakod Vehechzik Bazacha, Din Torah, Afilu Hifkir Bifne Echad, Hareza Hefker, Mida Araisa, even if you were Mafkir in front of one person, Hareza Hefker Viniftarmi Maisris, Avamidivre Sofrim, Eino Hefker Achayafka Bifne Gimel. Okay, midrabanan, you have that. But that's here. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. You know, if you want to fulfill biur but not lose, so you can just be mafker in front of three of your friends and then get it back. Continuing, kuput koi tetziparin shalom Rabbi Imi. The people of from kuput koi that were in Tzipori. So why is that important? They didn't have so many friends. So they come to Rabbi Imi and they say, "What should we do? Begin to less li lein amaracham velo shal shlam." We don't have so many good friends, and they don't ask our sheila shal. They don't ask shalom from us. Ech serve a mevet. So what do we serve a mevet? What are we supposed to do? We're going to be mafkarid, and then they're going to take it. They're going to take it. So what do we do? So amarlon, I have an idea. Katachmun riglat salila. When you see the feet, the foot has become light. That means nobody's around anymore. I mean, at 12 o'clock at night. Right, go in the middle of the night when you see nobody's there, right? Like the Marafolda says, "Shetichla regel min hashuk." For Neiris Chanukah, it has to be before Tichla regel min hashuk. For Hefker of Biur, it's a good idea to be after Tichla regel min hashuk. So when you do that, Tavin Mafkin Leila Shuka, go out to the shuk, Umavakrin Lei, and the Umavakrin Lei, right? Paying Vay switch in the Aramaic, Umavakrin Lei, Vachazim Vazachim Bay, and then you can take it back. Fine. That's what he gave good advice to. Reb Chage, Mafon Leit Slochin, Slochin, Reb Lezer, Mafon Leit Slochin, Slochin. Reb Chage, Reb Eliezer, they did not do this. Hefker, they shared it. They, before the time of beer, they gave out cups of, goblets and cups of wine to other people. They shared, right, this is based on the Mishnah, B'ed Hashem, on Daf Ayin Zayin, right, the Mishnah says there, in two Daf from now, Mishoy lo peir shviyas, v'giyashas abiyur, mechalkan mazan, shalosudos, give it out, that's what they did here, shared the wealth, which is really what, you know, sometimes Chazal want you to do, and maybe even what the Torah wants you to do. Remember the beautiful Netziv, we've mentioned this in the past, the Netziv in the Harchev Davar, a little bit in the Hamek Davar, on the Karban Toda, right, the Netziv notes that a Karban Toda has the most to eat, and very little time to eat it. Right, there's 40 loaves that are brought with a Karban Toda. Four types, 10 each. One of each 10 go to the Kohen, but the Bailim have 36 loaves to eat. Right, mostly matzah and some chametz. So what do you do? What do you do with it? So you have to eat it. But one second, a Karban Toda, oh, it's like a shlamim? No, but a shlamim usually has day, night, day. And a Toda only has day, night. And you have to finish it that night. So how are you supposed to eat so much? Says the Netziv, Mashmoz HaMikra in Parshas Sav. The Tachlis HaKarbonu Chalos Lachem Chametz Umishim Zeh Beforeit and Al Zevach Toda Shlamav. V'ha Inyan, the Tachlis Toda Sheba Al Hanes Hu Kedei L'Saper Chazdei Hashem Shegamal Alav. Right, it's about being Mesaper Chazdei Hashem. Umitam Zeh Riba Kasuv Belechem Umiye Bezman Achilos Toda Mikol HaShlamim. A lot of bread and very little time to eat it. Kadesha Yehe Marbe Reyim Lusuda Achas. What do you have to do if you have so much and you don't want it to become nosar? You gotta invite your friends. You gotta invite your relatives to tell them. Tell them why you're bringing a Karban Toda. V'ye Sipur Hanes Lefnei Rov Anashim. V'arba Chalos Lakoanim Shein Heimu Tamidei Chachamim V'chulu. And continues. That's the Hemek Dover. And then in the Harchev Dover, he says, and that's what's alluded to in the Pasuk and we say into Hallel. L'cha ezbach, there's two elements, thanking Hashem and publicizing. L'cha ezbach zevach todah, personal, uv'shem Hashem ekra, tell everybody. Nidarai l'Hashem ha'shalem, personal, negdana l'chalamo, public. B'chatzos beis Hashem, personal, zochechi Yerushalayim. That double, he goes through the whole pasuk and says it's all about publicizing, and that's the what's meant for the carbon toda. So much to eat and so little time to eat it. Okay, we continue. Reb Chizkiah Salak, Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Chizkiah once went to visit Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah had stored a lot of produce in Reb Chizkiah's basement. So Reb Chizkiah went to him and said, "Amar lei, the time for beer came, and guess what? It's automatically hefker somewhat, and therefore zachisi ben otzra. Mine, I thank you for all of this produce, Rabbi Yirmiyah, but my field has just, my basement has just been koneh through a kinyan chatzar." So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah was not happy about that. So he says, "Surely," and well, it'll become clear that he wasn't actually zoche it already. Rabbi Chizkiah was just telling him, "I'm going to be zoche to it." So Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't want him to do that. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amarlei, surely ilim pratai gabech, could you please hold this money for me for a minute? So he gives the Reb Chizkiah the money, and Amarlei, and then he says, Hare makomun muskarli, I just gave you the money to rent out, to sublet your basement, to rent out the area of your basement. So memela, it's in my rishus, it's not in your rishus. So Amarlei, Reb Chizkiah says, no. Lo kein afaktach, you weren't mafkir it yet at all. Chazav zachitaba, you want to get it back now? Beer only works after you are mafkir it, then you can try to get it back. But you are mafkir it yet, really. So what's the maskana? Very unclear. Very unclear. It doesn't sound like he wanted to get his money. He was just telling him about, you know, the hefker that was going on, and maybe he was hinting to him that he should be mafkir it actively and not just rely on the automatic reality that would kick in. Okay, we'll stop here, Brother Shem, and we will continue next time.